Hat City Intuitive with the Unknotted Trilogy. Freaks and More before that with Mother F, incidentally. You're in tune to the greatest radio station in the world. My name is Len. This is The Rare Groove every Thursday night, 9 till midnight. Not your typical sessions, I will admit. But I'm finding some very interesting stuff. Though most of you may not necessarily like it. It's noise to some of you. To me, it is. I mean, my buddy Craig's here. C-Sharp. Y'all know C-Sharp from back in the day. That's right. He's thinking about maybe coming back in the fall, winter time, so y'all might want to keep your ears perked for that. But in the meantime, this hour program is brought to you by Crossway Productions, presenting Floyd Fest 13, July 23rd through the 27th. Floyd Fest provides a weekend of art, music, and camping appropriate for all ages. The event will be held at the Blue Cow Pavilion, located at mile marker 170.5 on the Blue Ridge Parkway in Floyd, Virginia. You can access the full festival lineup and more information by calling 888-823-3787 or by visiting floydfest.com. WBT thanks Crossway Productions for their continuing support. You're probably thinking, hey, Len, how come you didn't mention the artists that are playing like some of the other people have been doing and like you've been doing? That's a good question, my friends. That's a good question. The answer for that is I was speaking with Josh Arrett, Full Nelson Bandana. Those of you who know Josh Arrett know that he is far more in-tuned to the legalities of how things are written and how things are worded. And in a conversation that I had with him via email, it seemed that naming partial lineup but not all the lineup or something like that may be where the issue is. So that is why I just told you to go to the website. So, y'all Back to the Future fans? Yeah, you are. Everyone is, right? Yeah, everyone is. Well, according to BuzzFeed, tried to blow people's minds away with a freaking 35-year-old stupid fact that wasn't even, like, mind-blowing. Because if you saw the movie back in 1985 like I did, you know it was there. But, okay, anyway, the father, Crispin Glover, crazy man in his own right, has a spoken word album that he kind of sings and speaks and sort of does weird things with. And I'm going to treat you to that right now.
Chapter 1, in which we try to make known to you the friends at Oakmont. Beautiful, beautiful. I never saw anything more perfectly beautiful than this, even in my dreams. If you only knew. Think so? I don't see anything particularly beautiful in it. Listen, see? Every now and then, one or the other stops and lifts up its head and cries. Then, the fear and the beardless face and childlike eyes and ways and words, you puzzle yourself to know whether he were 12 or 20. This is Adrian. In fact, were it not for his size, as he sat, he might be only 6 or 8 years old. For what we knew, might as likely be a girl with his long hair and small white hands. For not for the boy's, or rather the man's, clothing which he wore. It is beautiful. Well, look at the color, continually changing as it glows before the wind, the shadows of the clouds flying over the hull. I never saw anything prettier in all my life. I believe I could write poetry about it. Oakmont! What a queer name for one's place. But how beautiful they are, those groups. See what lovely shadows they cast? Suppose it's because the air is so clear, but everything's so bright somehow, and all around it's the same, all around and around. Chapter 2, in which we are very busy indeed at Oakmont. Yes, very busy indeed. Many things were in Adri's head. It was on Tuesday in April, Tuesday afternoon. And go to sleep. It their first good look around. As written in the first lines of this volume, that was on Wednesday. Thursday morning, you know, found on the front porch, the new uncle. The fact is that it was only after he, the new uncle, had arrived that Avery became anxious a great deal, too much, so all the time. The children were, Avery thought, the children were nothing. Avery realized only 1 leader was necessary. It was always necessary to have a leader, not 6 leaders or 2, a leader in everything. It's the best to elect some one person to command from the start, a nutting party, boating excursions, Sabbath school festival, or whatever it is, must have some one suitable person to say quietly, but decidedly, do this, do that, don't do that. Usually, such are the very ones that need most to be ruled themselves. Some quiet one of them all, the quietest one of all generally, one who can be perfectly kind and considerate and perfectly firm at the same time. That's the one to rule. Rarely a body, however small, but there is a born king among them. God has so ordained it because the world would go to pieces without, and sooner or later, all acknowledge their king, though often it's a queen and enthroned, such as his true place before that. All is confusion. After that, all goes on smoothly, as you please. Only if you think you are born king or queen, and if you are, remember, you must rule secretly. Avery had plans. Avery's personal view from the porch at Oakmont rather resembled fungus, and the uncle had to labor after his family as he rested a moment from branding another. Your iron mustn't be either too hot or too cold. If you brand too slight, it won't last. If you brand too deep, the worms will get in. They will get in. The worms will get in. Thank you.
We're gathered in here. Jimmy Peter Pan. Excellent.
This hour program is brought to you by Crossway Productions, presenting Floyd Fest 13 on July 23rd through the 27th. Floyd Fest provides a weekend of art, music, and camping appropriate for all ages. The event will be held at the Blue Cow Pavilion, located at mile marker 170.5 on the Blue Ridge Parkway, just outside of Floyd, Virginia. That's right, it's not even in Floyd. You can access the full festival lineup and more information by calling 888-823-3787 or by visiting floydfest.com. WBT thanks to Crossway Productions for their continuing support. That was some Ty Guider. Gwider, G-W-Y-D-R. He's got no vowels. No vowels.
Thank you.
Singers with Rock On here on 90.7 WBT. A guy called Gerald before that, and some Guru Josh started it all off. We're on tune 90.7 WBT FM Blacksburg. This is The Rare Groove. My name is Len. Just over an hour left in this week's edition. Give me a call if you'd like. 540-231-9888. Rock on.